the fruitiness.
It's a good effort. I mean, I would not pour this out.
No.
If you pour me some, I'd enjoy it.
I like to make an ice cream out of this.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a white chocolate ice cream with this blended in.
Yeah.
So Dalmore. They did a Dalmore one time.
Have you ever had a dessert glaze made with Guinness?
Yeah.
I have not.
You put that on ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
That sounds good.
So this works.
We're going to be rating the Westward Whiskey Sauterne Cask. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
I want to give it a higher rating, but it's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close.
It's because it's not ice cream yet.
That's not ice cream yet.
All right, so we're going to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, thanks, Bob. This is another expression from Westward. This is Ken's Artisan Sourdough Single Malt Whiskey, 45% ABV or 90 proof, 100% Pacific Northwest two-row pale malt. For this expression, the Westward reached out to James Beard Award-winning baker Ken Forkish, and used his new French sourdough layer, levain. What's levain?
It's a sourdough culture.
In place of their usual pale ale yeast. This releases a blend of four different vintages between 2 and 6 years old. The color is a beautiful old gold. And let's see what I've got on my notes here. The nose. So the rye does come out. I get that rye spice and peppermint and honey. And it smells like a sourdough loaf. It really does. The sourdough comes out. So I get some minty spice and herbs and bread. It's all on the palate. And the finish, though, is different because I get peaches and plums and chocolate and vanilla beans. And then on the very end, it's York peppermint patty. It's interesting and weird. I don't know what to make of this. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you that this tastes like a sourdough in a glass in a way with...
But with the York peppermint patty?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get, but you also get that butterscotch on the palate.
It's not like butterscotch and you get, for me.
And you get, I mean, there's some herbs there that I can't distinguish that just kind of pop a little bit. But you know what? We'll be back and talk about this after the break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and Brent was saying what?
Well, I'm saying that this is one you need to add water to.
Absolutely.
You really get that, the butterscotch comes out on it, the softness comes out on it. You get those, you know, that vanilla bean on the palate comes out. Everything, like, pops a little bit, and it's really got this nice softness in the mouth.
Damn it, Brent, how are you schooling me on water? I'm the one who does that.
No,
you're
that's
absolutely right.
You know, so it's just, it's very nice. I mean... This is a pleasant drinker. You could sit and drink this for a little while, not all night, but you know, for a couple of drinks, and before you switch over to something else.
I think I agree with you.
This, you know,
the
Justin,
water really improved this.
Justin, what do you think?
So yeah, you were really right about the water. Now it tastes like a good sourdough bread with Kerrygold butter. And if you want to drink that, well, this is the drink for you.
No suntan lotion though.
Not on this one.
I still get the York peppermint patty on the finish.
Oh yeah, no, it's
there's
there.
There's a mint.
Yeah,
it's like MGP made sourdough bread with Kerrygold butter.
Yeah, Yeah, this one, after sitting in the glass and adding water to it, I mean, it significantly went up in my score.
Yeah. This gave the whole point.
I'm really enjoying it a lot more now. This is very interesting. And again, we had one not too long ago where they tried to do everything all in one bottle. This, they're just doing one thing. They're basically substituting their yeast for the sourdough starter. That's the only thing they're changing.
And it's all two-row barley, yeah, which is fine.
And this all worked. This worked fine. So I think this one was a winner. So we're going to be giving the Westward and Ken's Artisan Sour Malt Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
It's another one that's close to 4.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have we're going to have Brent tell us about the next one.
Thanks, Bob. This one is the Westward Whiskey Cognac, or as I like to say, Cognac cask.
This is Merck, that's Cognac.
This is Cognac.
He likes his Philip Mignon with his Cognac. Leave him alone.
The single malt whiskey is 45% ABV or 90 proof. It's 100% two-row malted barley. So this is another Whiskey Club exclusive. This expression was finished for a year in casks that had previously been aged in XO Cognac cask, or Cognac. I like to say Cognac cask. For more than 40 years, that's a long time, you know. So
the requirements for XO is 10 years. So 40-year cognac is really nice stuff.
Yeah, the color on this one is a nice. Again, it's a nice late 70s, early 80s copper color.
Very deep.
It's on the nose. I'm getting some like croissants. I'm getting a little bit of ginger. Some clove, getting just a little bit of a pear on there, and then on the palate, that's got a nice creamy mouthfeel all the way around. You get and this apricot, and this like a banana bread, like a nice banana bread, like made from like old bananas, not new bananas, but like
used
from.
Yeah, you got to use old ones.
Yeah, the old ones.
You got to wait till they turn black.
Yeah, they got to be the black bananas and put them in there. You get that right on the palate, and a little bit of a melon flavor, and then on the finish, it's just
more than a little bit for me. I got a lot of melon.
Yeah, and then on the finish, you just get this nice, smooth. It's not a long finish. It's more like a medium finish, but it's a fruity, smooth finish. There's no harshness to it or anything.
This is another one that is significantly improved with the time in the glass for me.
Yeah, it's
significantly.
Just,
and with water, again, another step up for me.
I agree with you, Bob. You're right.
This is really nice.
A little time in the glass, a little bit, couple drops of water. Or if you want to, you would use ice cubes.
Yeah, you just wait a little bit. If you have patience on this one and just wait it out a little bit.
The cognac had almost a sharp edge, almost a burnt finish to it, and when we first poured it. But now that it's sat out in the glass for a good hour and a half, and with a little bit of water, now that beautiful cognac is opening up, and now I'm really seeing it. I'm with you. This is so soft and round and really pretty.
On this cognac this old, you get that rancio, that nutty.
Mm-hmm. And it was overpowering, but now it's settled down and it's lovely.
But I'm not getting the lighter floral notes, which I expect with good cognac too. But the floral notes are gone, but the rancio is there. The nuts are there.
It's turned into those melon notes instead of a floral note.
Yeah.
You know?
It works. It works well.
There's that little bit of raisiny in the top note. Yeah, this one is significantly changed.
This one is a Whiskey Club exclusive. Is going to be happy. They're going to be happy with this one.
Yeah, and if you get it, pop the cork, let it sit for the rest of the day with the cork off, and then drink it, and you're going to be thrilled. What do you think, Justin?
This is the I just retired from 30 years in the government cognac whiskey. It is smooth. It is long. It is going to appeal to certain demographic of really hardworking people who've done a mindless job forever and now want to enjoy the rest of their lives.
Why? What do you? Jesus.
So postal workers, basically the
MTA workers,
same guys who go crazy with an AK-4.
But if they don't go that way, they get this bottle.
Okay, so we should be airdropping it then. Okay.
So we finished our beer in a cognac cask.
Hmm. Right.
There you go.
All right. I have nothing else to add to that one. So we're going to be rating the Westward Whiskey Cognac Gas Single Malt. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Oh, you can regret that.
Western already have. Oh,
we have. Whiskey we have Elements.
The minute you walked in the door.
High Desert to Klamath Basin. 45% alcohol by volume or 90 proof. It's 100% Oregon malted barley.
This was our High Plains Drifter theme.
High Plains Drifter. If you like the Beastie Boys, you might get that reference.
No, I'm a Clint Eastwood fan. Sorry.
Yeah, I remember the movie.
So Westward Whiskey Elements, High Desert to the Klamath Basin, is entirely sourced from Oregon, including two-row spring barley developed at Oregon State University. Prized for its flavor, the varietal is called Full Pint and is grown all around Klamath. This expression also includes a select blending from barley grown and malted in Madras, the central high desert, which was finished in Garryana, Oregon white oak casks from Oregon Barrel Works, the Pacific Northwest only cooperage.
So I am confused. Madras is a state in India.
That is correct.
But this is Madras in Oregon?
That is also correct.
That's weird, man.
So we got on the nose.
I believe in America they call it Madras.
Yeah. Madras.
Well, I would call it Madras.
Madras. It's Madras, dude. It's Madras.
Madras.
Madras. Go ahead.
So this is...
Does it taste orange, red, and what's Madras colors?
This is what...
Orange, red, white, yeah.
Christmas smells like after grandma's baking the fruitcake. That's the nose. On the palate... Got like that raw, brown, sugar, muddled... Little bit of dark cream. The finish, you get like coffee, sponge cake. I thought it was decent. What did you think, Harmeet?
It tastes like the colors of Madras plaid. Red, blue, orange, gold. It's all there, man. It's all there. It's dark floral notes, like you said. I get ripe red apple. I got chocolate, milk chocolate and flowers, butterscotch and coconut and toffee and figs. It's a mix. It's complex, but it's not crazy like that other one where they threw everything against the wall. This, I can pick out flavors and I can be happy with this. I mean, it's quite good. Brent?
Yeah. So right off the bat, I got these floral notes on the nose, and a little bit of sugar, like sugar, sugar and flowers. Adding water to it, that kind of like toned it down a little bit, and then it brought it back to life on it. You know, for those floral notes on the palate. My thing is chocolate milk with butterscotch and flowers. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like if I had chocolate milk and I drank it with butterscotch and flowers, this is kind of the note I get from it.
You know what's missing from this is a citrus note. If it had a citrus note, I think it would even be better. But the flowers and the chocolate and the butterscotch work.
Yeah, they all kind of work together, and it's creamy, you know, so you get the, you know, it's like that, you know, when you're on the finish, you kind of get like that, you know, like that butter cake or... that you're finishing up on, you know, for your dessert and stuff. It's just a really nice blend. I enjoy this one.
Kind of desserty.
Yeah, very much kind of desserty.
Bob?
Not so much sweet desserty, but just desserty.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, because like a pound cake is not like sweet, you know, but it's, you know, yeah, like that. So,
well,
I had a really great, bread pudding for dessert during the Kentucky Derby, man, I tell you.
Nice.
I think one thing we're seeing here is there's a trend with the ones from Westward. Open them. Open them and let them sit.
Open them, let them sit, add a little bit of water.
Because every one we've tried so far has, as we've gone on, the longer these have sat and got some oxygen, and especially with a little bit of water, every one of them has gotten better than when it first opened up. And this one's delicious. I mean, this one's really, really, really nice. I mean, it's got a great...
This is distinctly American.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's distinctly American, which is great. That's fantastic. That's what we're looking for, is we're looking for American single malt. If you want scotch, I'll drink scotch.
Did he mention this was in Garryana Oak?
Who? What?
Did he mention this was in Garryana Oak?
Yeah, yeah.
But so this is the type of oak that's... Quercus Garryana is an oak found in the northwest part of America. It's different from Quercus Alba that they use for bourbon. It takes longer to grow. It's got tighter grain. It's
curvy. It's hard to work with.
It's a pain to work with. Yeah. But this is lovely. I mean, it's got a great nose. It's like Christmas cake and a little bit of fruit cake mixed in.
So much dried fruit as a fruit cake. It's more floral.
Yeah.
Butterscotch comes through. It's got a lovely creamy palate to it. It's quintessentially American malt, but really done well.
I really enjoy stuff finished in Garryana.
Yeah.
Remember we had that Westland stuff in Garryana?
Garryana has a very distinct
taste. That's from Washington State. This is from Oregon.
Yeah. So, you know, excellent whiskey. So we're going to be giving the Westward Whiskey Elements High Desert to Klamath Basin a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one, which is the Westward Milestone Single Malt Whiskies, 43% ABV, 86 proof. Westward Whiskey Milestone is a new annual release. It was created using a 21-barrel Solera system that includes some of their most precious whiskeys.
I love the Solera system. Want to tell people about that really quick?
Basically, imagine a pyramid of barrels. You start filling them at the top, and as you fill them at the top, you take off of that. Put it in the next one, put it in the next one, put it in the next one, next row down, next row down, next row down.
Yep.
So by the time you get down to the bottom, it's got elements of whiskey that is much, much older and smaller elements of the whiskey that is younger. So you're basically sort of blending it out.
It's a great system. I don't know that everybody understands what the Solera system was.
I thought Solera system was starting on the bottom, went to the top.
Yeah, bottom to top. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have more of the younger barrels and you have fewer older barrels.
Yeah. You should always start at the top and go to the bottom.
So once you get to the top, you've got,
down, that's that trickle-down economics.
You've got elements of each vintage in there. So,
right.
But this one here, let's see, it's got a really nice bronze color to it. It's got a nice rim, bright, very clear. On the nose, it's just honey. It's got a nice nuttiness to it.
I get candied orange peel and lemon peel.
Yeah, there's definitely candied orange in there. I don't know about lemon, but I'm definitely getting the orange. And then on the palate, on the palate, I get a PX kind of sherry raisiny sort of note to
it. That comes through fast and furious. Yeah.
There's that raisininess to it, a little bit of dark fruit, a little bit of cinnamon, and that nuttiness goes right through. It's like a nutty, kind of like a nice nutty sherry.
I got almonds on the nose. Is it on the same on the palate, right?
On the palate, it's more darker nuts for me. It's more like walnuts, pecans,
so you've tasted a lot of dark nuts, have you, Bob?
Oh, yes, all the time. That's what she said. But delicious. What did you think, Brett?
Yeah, this one was my favorite from all of them today. So I had higher regards for this one than most of you guys. But
it's gotten better as it's sat in the glass.
Right. And on the palate, I get the raisins, those dried fruits. The little bit of nuttiness to it and stuff that follows through on the finish to get this nice brown sugar coating, baking spices. I love it. Harm?
I would go out of my way for this one. I didn't, when I first poured it and tasted it, I liked it, but I didn't love it. But now with air and water, I love it.
Yeah, this one's fantastic. What do you think, Jason?
I liked it. I definitely got like a durian melon pastry note on the nose.
I hate durian. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, but durian pastry is better than
the actual durian.
Yeah.
They don't let it on the subway for a reason. In Singapore, you're not allowed to bring durian in public.
You asked him, okay? Well, we're going to be giving the Westward Milestone Single Malt Whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
Yeah.
Killer, guys. And again, fantastic whiskeys from Westland. They're really doing a great job. So if you see anything with their name on it, pick it up.
I'm a big fan of Westland. I'm a big fan of Westward.
Yeah.
They're both from the same region, the Pacific Northwest. I can't believe one didn't sue the other for the
names.
They
probably didn't get each other's mail.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guests for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks. It's been nice laying out by the pool.
Thank you, Harm.
You know, I didn't expect chlorine in my whiskey, but thank you.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Just call him as I see him.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, Made Man Bob, thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Tanhan production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the good old boys, will see you all next time.